Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, October 27th, 2021. Due to the sharp rise in the 7-day incidents, principals at Berlin's secondary schools are calling for the existing mask requirement to continue. Arndt Niedermüller, spokesman for the Association of High School Principals in Berlin, announced, quote, "The numbers simply do not allow for a relaxation at this point in time," unquote. After the elimination of the mask requirement in elementary schools at the beginning of October, it was initially said that high schools would follow suit after the autumn vacations. In the meantime, corona infections have skyrocketed. On Monday, the first day of school after vacations, the RKI reported an incidence of 114.9, and the week prior, the figure was 86.2. Per Morgenpost reporting, the current wave of infections mainly affects those between the ages of 5 and 19. Nevertheless, the topic of eliminating the mask requirement at high schools was on the agenda of the Hygiene Advisory Board on Monday. After an extensive discussion among scientists, educators, physicians, representatives of the districts, the State Parents Committee, the State School Advisory Board, and the State Student Committee, the advisory board came to the recommendation to maintain the masking requirement at high schools for at least the next 2 weeks. This is intended to allow further monitoring of the infection situation, and afterwards, the topic will be put on the agenda once again. This position is said to be welcomed at schools. Niedermüller explained further that against the background of the recent high figures, more cautious behavior is needed in the coming weeks, at least preventing entire classes from having to be sent into quarantine in the event of a positive test. While at his school, the Immanuel Kant Gymnasium, there were no positive cases on the first day after vacations, he does expect the numbers among students to rise in the coming days and weeks. Norman Heise, state parent representative, also believes that now is not the time to abolish the masking requirement for older students. Tom Erdmann, Berlin chairman of the education union, went even a step further, questioning with regard to the high incidence rate at elementary schools at what point younger students might have to go back to mandatory masks as well. He believes that if the mask requirement is lifted at high schools, many classes would have to quarantine, and that, he said, quote, is a first step towards school closure, unquote. So starting this past Monday, October 25th, until November 5th, students will also be required to wear masks in the classroom at their seats. In addition, all unvaccinated children and adolescents must provide proof of a negative test 3 times a week instead of twice a week in order to participate in face-to-face classes. The tests can still be taken at school free of charge or in one of the city's test centers. The demolition of part of the Galleria Kaufhof building at Alexanderplatz began on Monday. Owner Signa Real Estate intends on building a high-rise adjacent to the store, and as a result, the redevelopment of Berlin's central square continues. A prerequisite for the building permit was that Karstadt stores in Berlin threatened with closure be kept open. The new high-rise is to be 134 meters high, provide space for offices, be partially open to the public, and is scheduled for completion in 2025. A total of 4 high-rise complexes are planned at Alexanderplatz. 2 are already under construction at the Alexa Shopping Center by investor Monarch and next to the Park Inn by investor Covivio. A comparison of the heights of the planned buildings at Alexanderplatz can be seen by following the link to the original article in our show notes. The first phase of the redesign of Unter den Linden began on Monday. According to the Berlin Senate Department for Transport, the pavement will first be resurfaced and the street layout redefined in the coming months. While the final design has yet to be decided, this first stage will see the roadway remarked to give cyclists their own 3.25-meter-wide lane, Buses are to keep one lane as before, and the third lane is to be reserved for motor vehicle traffic. In addition, spaces for parking bicycles, loading zones for delivery traffic, and parking facilities for car sharing and small electric vehicles are to be created. Only after this construction period will preparations begin for the long-term redesign, which will take several years to plan and implement. While the administration has developed several possible variants for this purpose, it has not yet been decided which design will be carried out. Up until now, around 780 residents have made their wishes known via mine.berlin.de. The winner was the conversion in which bicycle lanes are protected and structurally separated from other traffic at the level of the sidewalks. As we reported earlier this month, the Economic Administration has proposed that operators can decide for themselves whether 2G or 3G conditions should apply at their Christmas market. Some major Christmas markets have already committed to the 2G rule, including those in front of the Rotes Rathaus, at the Gendarmenmarkt, and at the Zitadelle in Spandau. The 3G rule is to apply to the Weihnachtsmarkt in the Kultur Brauerei and also to the Winterwelt at Potsdamer Platz, which begins as early as the end of this month. For the Christmas market at Breitscheidplatz, the Berlin Showpersons Association, which organizes the event, also hinted at applying the 3G regulation. However, a decision still is pending there, just as it is for the Christmas market on Alexanderplatz. The Berlin Senate was to discuss yesterday how the operators of Christmas markets can be helped via an amendment to the Infection Protection Ordinance intended to make more planning security possible. As soon as we have additional details regarding the operation of this season's markets, we'll let you know. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.